this is going to be just a shorter podcast, but it's just my thoughts as I move my channel from more of an educated social justice warrior platform into a more worldly traditional platform. I tend to ask myself nowadays, is the traditional out? I mean, we all know I practice Orisha-based religion. We all know I'm a Hiyodeotrun. We all know I'm all these different things. I'm beautiful. I'm gorgeous. All these different things. I'm articulate, right? And you may be sitting up here saying, yeah, bitch, I am too. What's good? And that's how you feel. That's how you're supposed to feel. But after this week, I think I've realized and noticed there's a non-stopping tsunami with little small waves that continue to crash into the gatekeepers of these religions. People's inability to seem to understand that everything is not for them. People's inability to not want to read and jump into something. And people's inability to not separate trend from life. Like, this is a way of life for us, you know? And I say us very protectively, as us are the people who have paid, you know, for ceremonies, who divine with our orishas and divine with our ancestors, us who are learning the tradition from Black people, and, you know, us who are learning how to work with orisha and how they work with our lives, us who don't care who we're a child of, because all the santos play a part in our life, us who are living in this time and space where it seems like our traditions have been trivialized and we along with it. And unfortunately, I thought I could, you know, be an educator, but it really just made me mad, stressful. It really threw me back into a miniature depression, because I'm like, I don't want my mother's name used for a trend. I don't want my religion used for a trend. But as I got more frustrated and I started to unfortunately take that out on clients, and as my platform continues to rise, and I have to realize I have to move a little more different, and it's not just us anymore, it's a lot more people, I'm starting to see that maybe it's in vain. Maybe it's not meant to be guarded by everyone, right? Maybe everybody is supposed to just rush. And I'm saying maybe in a very, very loose way, because I know it's not. But in order for me to conceptualize how people do what they do on grand scales, I have to make it make sense. So maybe the Orisha and the way that people are treating the Orisha is just a way in human time where people are just so desperate to cope and desperate to find roots and desperate to get away, get over their inability of not being able to relate to white Jesus. Maybe it's okay that people rush. I don't really know where I'm getting at, but I just know that it's kind of sad and it's disheartening, because there's this Orisha override. There's this even more of a commercialization about Orisha. There are Orisha shirts and Orisha YouTube videos, and there are secret rituals and secret Yoruban prayers that we learn from our madrinas and padrinos that are being out there and exploited. You got people who are just wearing a leke, people who are rushing to get head readings, people who are rushing to get a dilogun or a pele chain readings, people who are just rushing to do these things. There's no respect for the processes and the tradition. There's no respect for the the santos. There's no respect for anything. People just want a title. People just want to dance, prance around, and be Oshun and Sam Oshun. And in turn, those people become priests who don't know what they're doing. There's a lot of people who don't know what the fuck they're doing, believe it or not. And so now I ask myself, as I'm ready to move my page from educating to more traditional and just hands off, to where people, you do what you do and I do what I do. Because I've touched the people I'm going to touch, and those people understand and those people hear, I ask myself, where is my religion going with this override of people? where is my religion going with this trend that will die and people get tired and move on to the next thing, and they have to realize that you can't go on to the next thing once you've gone through certain ceremonies. You know, there are people who DM me saying, I don't know my ancestors, but I went and I got A, B, and C. I haven't built an altar. Well, how did you get approved? I didn't get approved. I just got told in a reading I could do it. No second opinion. People who don't know the prayers, but they're going and showing you how to work with Oshun, or people who are in not in voodoo, but telling you to go to a fucking crossroads and give a 4-penny sprayed in rum to Papa Legba in hopes of some type of mass, unrealistic amount of money, power, and fame. And yet I ask myself, what will this override look like in 10, 20 years when there's less of me and there's less of my godparents and there are more of your friend or your friend's friend you see on social media all of a sudden getting candles and putting up shirts says Oshun, Yemai, and me too, Yumaya, and me too. Or when I just don't even know how to finish that sentence, I guess. I guess this message about Orisha override is, when do we stop using that narrative black people are just trying to refine themselves, and we start to understand that some of you are trying to look for something that is not yours in a place where it doesn't fit because your ancestors did not practice. You know, I just did a reading today, and somebody got told while they were looking at all this Western African religion, their ancestors were actually Muslim. You know, the ancestors that reach out to them are not the ancestors from Africa, but the ancestors who were South Georgia slaves who didn't know anything but, you know, tenets of, you know, Islam or, you know, old Southern ride, roll it and put on your plate, conservatism through Christianity. And yet and still, they seem to be hell-bent on a black religion. Not this person in per se, but, you know, I'm using this person's story as an example that other people will necessarily still be hell-bent on, well, I want another opinion, I want to be a part of Orisha's or whatever. Now, in situations like this, where do we go for us who are in the religion listening to this when you have to choose godchildren? Or people are entering your Elay. Or you get those DMs of how'd you start your journey, or I think I'm a child of Oshun, or I think I'm this, or I think I'm that. Or I had somebody tell me during a Reiki session or with tarot cards that I have this Orisha around me and I got so excited and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. What do you do? Do you break somebody's heart? Do you educate them just for them to get mad, which I have had happen plenty of times? Do you just let them go around aimlessly knowing that they will probably end up injuring themselves or killing themselves? What do you do? This Orisha override does not just impact the people getting to it, but it impacts us. And I think is the new generation of rising Orisha followers who we have our own ways and methods. We are getting burnt out emotionally. We are getting burnt out physically. We're running, trying to protect the tradition and trying to protect our santos and trying to protect the prayers and trying to protect the ways and trying to protect every and anything that is a part of our livelihood and cultures by people who don't respect it and who rush to it. And then we're made to be bad. And yet these same people are birthing children who they are either in the religion at this point because they got sold, they were sold the religion, or they're not a part of the religion, but they act like they're in the religion and they go and do things like leave 4-penny spray with rum at the crossroads. Or they go to the graveyard and call now Oya because they've Googled how to. And they're birthing children who think that this is the way that Orisha worship and fellowship works. And then those people want to become our godchildren. when does it become less of us who are holding and protecting the tradition, and it's more of the ones who were sold and bought it and who rushed it and pushed themselves into it? Do you see what I'm saying? And so I just question myself some days where, as this Orisha override continues, and we're seeing it in traditions of voodoo, Congolese religions, Egyptian religion, where does it stop? How does it stop? I know one thing, I've tried my best and I have exhausted all my Oshunli breath trying to protect our ways of living and traditions, and I can't do it anymore. And maybe this will give somebody hope to probably go into the same thing, but I'm gonna tell you, you're gonna get burned out real fast, because these people don't care and they don't understand, and they just want to be, and they just want a reading, and they just want a title, and they just want a picture, and they just want to do this or do that. And so I get scared for the future, and I get scared of a religion that is already so delicately trying to survive in the modern world being even more damaged and capitalized and burned out and abused. So next time you see somebody on your timeline saying Orisha this, Orisha that, and you know they're not initiated, Loa this, Loa that, and you know they damn sure ain't initiated in voodoo, think twice before you leave a comment. Think twice before you go and get yourself in an uproar and say, this isn't how it is. People who are interested in Orisha because you have a quote-unquote connection or da-da-da-da-da, something weird has happened to you or whatever you put in your mind, think twice before sending a DM, because at this point, we are all burned out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.